He doesn't pass anything remarkable. He goes along to get along. And I say that not to disrespect my opponent, but to point out the obvious fact that bureaucrats do have a sell-by date. At a certain point, you get cozy with special interests and into the leadership, and their interests are at odds with ours. So at that point, they fail to represent us effectively. And if it's 2 years or 4 years or 6 years, that's when it's time to go. And I believe that it's time for a change.
The candidates fielded questions from members of the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club this month, where education spending was a hot topic. Hooper said that's something he thinks needs to be a priority in the state budget.
Some of the folks sitting in this table right here can move to Georgia and make $8,000 a year more teaching our kids than they can in Florida. That's disgraceful.
Farrell agreed with his opponent that more money needs to be put into Florida's public schools, but called Hooper out for not having done much about it so far.
Teachers in the state make, on average, $10,000 less than the national average. But I haven't been in Tallahassee making the law for 6 years. So I think it's time that somebody actually does do something about that. And I'm your guy.
But Hooper argued that $1 billion was put back into the system this year and pointed out that it's not always as black and white as just deciding to spend more money.
You know, I have to make a decision about the education funding versus which old people get kicked out of the nursing homes or which developmentally disabled kids no longer have any services. It's not easy. It's tough.